Welcome back to Stories for Kids. As you know that this week we are reading Vikram Betal stories, and already two episodes I have done. So if you have not listened to these two episodes, you can go back and check the previous two episodes, where in the first episode I have read actually that how Vikramaditya met Vetal, and this stories started, like why this is happening. And then in the next episode I told the first stories which Vetal told Vikramaditya, and after each story Vetal will be going to ask one question to Vikramaditya, and Vikramaditya has to answer that. So now let's start today's episode. Today also Vetal is going to tell a story to Vikramaditya, and then he will ask a question to Vikramaditya. If Vikramaditya could answer it correctly, then Vetal will flee away to again the people tree, and if he could not answer it correctly, then Vetal will cut his head into pieces. So it's like I would say it's a lose-lose game for Vikramaditya, but these stories are very good. So let's hear the second stories from Vetal and Vikram. King Vikramaditya cautiously approached the peepal tree. The corpse was hanging upside down as usual. He took the corpse down. Placing it on his shoulder, he marched towards his kingdom. On the way, Vetal, the ghost, said to him, "I am going to tell you another story. Listen to it carefully and answer my question wisely. Otherwise, I will break your head into pieces." So Vetal began telling the story. There was a beautiful princess named Chandrarekha in the kingdom of Magadha. Many princes from far and wide wished to marry her. But to their disappointment, Chandrarekha did not find none of them suitable. Days went by. Chandrarekha's mother became worried. She was surprised that Chandrarekha did not like even one of the suitors. One day she asked Chandrarekha, "Why have you rejected all the marriage proposals? Did you not like any of them? What qualities are you looking for in your future husband?" Princess Chandrarekha thought for a moment and then replied, "My husband should be strong and talented. He should also be courageous." Her mother said, "If this is so, then look for these qualities yourself in the princess who proposed to you for marriage." Chandrarekha replied, "Yes, mother, I will." Some days later, a prince named Virendra came and proposed to Chandrarekha. She did not beat about the bush and asked, "What is your expertise?" Virendra replied, "I tell fortune of people, and I have never been proven wrong." Chandrarekha told him to be their guest till she made up her mind. The prince was taken to the guest chamber of the palace. The next day, another prince by the name of Udayvir arrived in the palace. He too proposed to Chandrarekha. She said to him, "If you wish to marry me, I would like to know what your skills are." Prince Udayvir replied that he possessed a chariot who could run on land and fly in the sky as well. He too was asked to stay as a guest by Chandrarekha. Next day, a prince named Dhananjay proposed to Chandrarekha. Prince Chandrarekha put up the same question to him as he had put up to the other two princes. He replied, "I am an unparalleled warrior. No one can face me." He was also invited to stay as a guest. Everything seemed to be going well when something terrible happened. Chandrarekha was found missing from the palace. She could be found nowhere. A detailed search was made, but there was no trace of her. The worried queen sent for Prince Virendra. She said to him, "You must know by now that the princess is missing. You are a fortune teller. Please find out where she is." The prince went to a trance. Then he made some calculation on a piece of paper and said, "A giant, in the hope of marrying the princess, has kidnapped her." The panicked queen went to her room. She summoned all the three princes in her room. Then she made a request to them, saying, "Please save my daughter Chandralekha." The three princes got down to work immediately. Prince Virendra drew a map to reach the giant palace. Prince Udaivir offered to take the two princes in his magical chariot. Prince Dhananjay drew his sword and they all flew to the chariot towards the palace of the giant. The giant was furious to see the three princes in his palace. He rushed to fight against them. Dhananjay faced him. A fierce fight took place between him and the giant. Finally, Dhananjay cut off the giant's head with his sword. The giant lay dead. All three princes were very happy. Chandralekha and the three princes returned to the kingdom. The queen was very happy to see Chandralekha alive and well. She thanked all the three princes. Now all was well. Everybody was happy. But something new was happening. The three princes were arguing among themselves as to who should get the princess. Prince Virendra said, "If I had not told the whereabouts of the princess, you would not have found her. So it is me who should marry her." Prince Udaivir argued, "It was due to my chariot that we could reach the giant's palace." Prince Dhananjay stated, "Had I not fought the giant, everyone would have been dead and the giant would have married Chandralekha." Finally, it was decided that Princess Chandralekha should herself choose her future husband. Betal said, "Bikram, answer me now. Whom would she marry? Who was the most deserving of the three?" Betal continued, "Let me remind you that all the three princes made almost the same contribution towards the release of the Chandralekha from the hands of the giant. And as always, if you do not answer my question correctly, I will break your hand into pieces. I will break your head into pieces." King Vikramaditya was silent for a few moments and then replied, "As the saying goes, might is right. So it would be Prince Dhananjay who was the most suitable to marry Chandralekha. If he had not killed the giant, it would have been impossible to free the princess." Betal said, "Rightly judged, Bikram. But you have spoken in spite of my warning. Now I have no choice but to leave you and return to my tree." Having said so, Betal left the shoulder of King Vikramaditya and flew away. A furious King Vikramaditya drew out his sword and ran after Betal to catch him once again. So with this, I'll end today's reading session. Did you like the story? If you like it, please share it with your friends, families, who all loves to listen to the stories. And if you are not part of my Facebook group, you can check the description box and click the link and be part of my Facebook group, where I share these type of stories and I share some of the puzzles and lot of other interesting things to improve the creative thinking. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.